Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius. Their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her insightful perceptions and ability to get to the core of any problems at a very quick rate so that people understand what's holding them back and can truly achieve their dreams. So I am super excited to introduce Linda Stanko. Now, Linda is a Christian confidence coach and mentor, professional speaker, trainer, author, and ordained minister. Now, after working 27 years in the auto sector, Linda accidentally entered the world of entrepreneurism. Now, she works with individuals and entrepreneurs, helping them to access and step into their confidence in both life and business so they can reach success goals without the worry of anything holding them back ever again. Well, welcome, Linda. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. I really appreciate you having me on the show today. I'm excited to be here and hopefully bring some value for your listeners today.
Yeah, absolutely. I have no doubt. And I just love how you're helping people really overcome those fears that are holding them back from achieving their big life goals, because, you know, fears can be such huge barriers. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to the questions that you're going to be asking me, and I hope I have a good answer for all of them.
I have no doubt, Linda. And always top of mind question for me is, you know, what was, you know, the inspiration or the tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, it's kind of a bit of a journey. I will condense it. As you said, I worked in the auto industry. And when I was in my 20s, I got very sick. I have an autoimmune disorder, which led to several downward spiral when your immune system is no good. I ended up with cancer 3 times. I've had a number of surgeries. It was on and on and on and on. And somebody introduced me to a product that I absolutely had no interest in, no desire to join, no desire to take. But you know what? It's interesting because at that time I was not a Christian, and I was praying for a closer walk with my higher power, God. Mm-hmm. And this person came up to me and started talking to me about this product. And like I said, I had no interest of it. And for 2 years, this was a constant going back and forth that he kept approaching me and I kept saying no. And then one day when I was at work, I was really not feeling well. I rarely made a 40-hour week. And a woman asked me, you know, what was the problem? And I, you know, told her, and she said, "Have you ever tried?" And she mentioned the name of the company. And my first thought was, "Oh my God, it's a conspiracy. They're all after me," you know? And she said, "I want you to hear my story." And it was that moment. I'd always been approached about a business opportunity. And in my head, I'm thinking, I am sick. I can't even look after my children. I go to bed as soon as I get home. I'm barely making a 40-hour week. How could I have a business? She came from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And when you come from the right perspective, then somebody has something to listen to.
Right.
So I now was listening to her story, which was similar to mine, and made the decision to try the product. And as I was trying this product, I started, you know, getting more energy. I wasn't missing as much time off work, and people were asking me why I was doing better. And I said, "Oh, I don't know. I take this stuff." And they said, they were like, well, I have this going on. How can I get it? And I said, here's a phone number. Here's a number you have to give them. I know nothing about it. I just know it works. And I honestly didn't know that I had a business until I got a phone call one day. And this person said, congratulations, you're the first Canadian to earn a cruise. And I went,
oh my
cruise?
Gosh.
Yeah. She said, I said, what cruise? And she said, the incentive. And I said, what's an incentive? She goes, the cruise. And I said, I'm sorry, who is this? Like, I was ready to hang up on this woman. And she said, I'm your upline. I said, what is an upline? I had no clue at all. I only thought that I was getting these checks because I sent people to them and it was a thank you check. I knew nothing about business. I'd been a factory worker my whole life, assembly line worker. So it was at that time that the industry, the auto industry, was starting to take a big downturn. Mm-hmm. And we were losing jobs left, right, and center. I started in a factory that had 10,000 people. I was one of 13 women when we started. And by the time I left, there was only 1,600 people left. So I knew it was taking a downturn. So it was right. out of necessity that I decided that, okay, if I may not have a job anymore, I might not have any money to take care of my children. I'm not going to have benefits anymore. I don't know if I'm going to be able to retire from this place. I need to look at a plan B. And fear. Oh my goodness gracious. Wendy, you talk about fear.
Right.
I was a woman who was so shy. And I spoke to a few people at work. I was, we were spread out so far when you're on an assembly line. There was no need to talk to people. I was severely overweight, very depressed in my illness. And then, you know, there was no need to talk to people. So right. yeah. when it was this sudden, I'm going to have to talk to people, the fears that come up and the chatter that goes on in your head and the negative self-doubts that you start pouring on yourself, it was almost debilitating,
right.
but I didn't have a
really.
Choice. I
needed Those to make really it. Get ignited at that point, it, you know,
absolutely.
You want to get out of your comfort zone and, you know, step into that, you know, bigger version of yourself. Then suddenly, oh boy, does the choir wake up?
Yeah. It's terrifying, terrifying. So I had made a decision. If I have to do this, I have to figure it out. I have to find a way to get past all of this stuff I was feeling and get myself into a position that I could talk to people. So the very first thing I did, I started taking professional development courses. I was now feeling better, so I could put energy into other things. I wasn't sick all the time anymore. I started learning more about that industry I was in.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was a wellness industry. And I even went back to school for 3 years and got three certification degrees in glycobiology because it was all about health. Mm-hmm. And then it just kept snowballing, you know, like I'm a true believer in the sense that you have to start somewhere. You know, you can have a bigger picture, but you've got to make the start.
Right.
And I didn't know where that was going to lead me to. I thought it was just going to be this wellness industry, but as I started to learn more and educate myself and meet new people, it's like going to college and university. Mm-hmm. You know, you think you go in with this one mindset of what you want to do, but then you're exposed to all this other stuff and different things start to spark your interest.
Right.
So I was forever evolving. Well, I knew I needed to meet more people now. I understood more about business, but I needed to meet people. And again, that, you know, that wallflower who wants to sit in the back of the corner, which was me, I thought, how can I position this so that I'm getting my needs met while helping somebody else? So I decided to start networking events, and I started one net. Well, it wasn't even a networking.
Talk about coming at, you know, facing your fears head on. You started a networking group.
Well, even that was by accident. okay. I met a woman at a networking event, and she was very interested in what I was doing. And she said, could we get together for coffee? And I said, sure, that'd be great. Then she called me back and said, oh, I mentioned to a friend about you. She'd like to come. And another friend wanted to come. And I said, you know, let's not just make this about me. Why don't we go for lunch and we can all talk about what we're all doing, and maybe we can help each other in different places. And so I said, well, I'll just put, it just kept growing. And I finally just said, let me just put something out on Facebook. And I had 38 people show up for lunch at this restaurant. It was so good and so fun. And I kept the focus on everybody else, made it all about them, which put me in my comfort zone and let them feel really showcased. I started having people, can you do one in my city? Can you do one in my city? So for the next 7 years, I ran the Power Lunch Networking Group and I started going around Southern Ontario and I was all over the place. But it got very exhausting. You know, it's a lot of work when you're always driving from city to city to city. So anyway, while I was at one of these, I'll shorten this up for you. I met a woman who became my business coach. And at that time, it was just prior to, you know, I'm always like, well, why can't we? Well, why can't we? I've heard some women saying, I'd really love to go to a conference, but I can't afford it. I can't afford it. I can't afford it. These well put on conference. And they said, well, why can't we do one? So of course, you know, I just kind of held my hands up and said, okay, just bring me who has to come my way because I have no clue what I'm doing. And I produced a 2.5 day women's business conference. And with not a clue, I mean, I had somebody come up to me and say, do you have, I think, I don't even know what they call them, a technical director. And I said, I need a technical director. Like I had no clue. I was just like, okay, Lord, just please bring whoever needs to come. And we ended up that I had, you know, 12 different workshops running. We had awards at the end. Like I was just a phenomenal thing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep. So this woman that I met, she offered to be my keynote speaker. This woman who was my now business coach, very well-known woman. She had been in corporate. She ran a very large company in Asia, Europe, and North America she was in charge of. So she knew her stuff. And she was the keynote speaker at my event for me. And then she said, I really want to mentor you. And that's when I actually hired her to be my business coach.
Right.
It's been a long evolved thing. You know, one thing led to another and, you know, it led to, I wanted to do more. I wanted to be more in service. So she suggested I bring my faith into my business. I became a networking and follow-up coach first because I was in the networking world and I really helped people to understand and how to navigate network correctly.
Yeah.
And it was fun because a lot of people
around that and don't really know how to fully utilize those opportunities in a way that serves everybody. So yeah, that's a huge
need. Absolutely. But the common thread that I had with a lot of it is that they were all terrified to be there. And that's when it started switching for me, that I really needed to focus on not just the how to network and follow up, but why are you so uncomfortable with it and let's get you comfortable with it. And that's when I transitioned into confidence coaching.
That's fantastic. I just love that story. I mean, it's just been you facing your fears over and over and over, but also these opportunities would present themselves and you just, you know, you stepped through the door, you know, you took and you've stayed connected with your heart. And, you know, what was bringing you a sense of fulfillment or meaning. And, you know, it's just amazing how the journey has unfolded. And when you look in the rearview mirror, it's like, oh, well, of course, it's a perfect journey.
I'll tell you, Wendy, nobody's more surprised than I am.
I guess I'll do this.
I believe I'm a work in progress and I'm always going to be evolving. And I don't want to ever hold myself back from something new that could be exciting for me.
And embracing that, you know, forever evolving. That's huge. Well, I love that because, you know, oftentimes people reach a certain level of success or a version of their business and they think that's it. And when they think they've achieved that, that's when things start maybe getting a little you know, lackluster or sloppy, yeah. or, you know, suddenly there's competition that takes, you know, overtakes them, or, you know, all sorts of other things. So I love the focus that you have on forever evolving. So yeah, that's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, so how long have you had your own coaching practice? And, you know, within this mode that you're in right now, I mean, it sounds like you've been on this straight and narrow path of really helping people overcome their fears and achieve their, you know, their higher versions of themselves. But so how many years have you had your own coaching practice?
Well, it's interesting because as shy as I was, you know, even as a child, I was the one that all the friends came to for advice. So I guess I've already been coaching and mentoring even.
So you've been coaching for your whole life.
I think so. I think I was just, you know, I had to get to the right steps to get here. So I started in business in 2002. And of course, when you're in a network marketing business, you're already coaching people, mm-hmm. but to go into full coaching program that I'm doing now started in 2007.
Okay. Yeah. It's been this definite constant focus on helping people really overcome what's holding them back, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's been through the network marketing, you know, getting together for your power lunches and bringing people together there. And then this phenomenal 2.5-day business conference that you obviously about helping people really step into a bigger yeah. version and achieve bigger goals. So it's just been this constant focus, even though it's taken a little bit different look and feel over the years. So yeah.
For sure. It's been a very windy road, but a common theme throughout the whole journey.
Right. And maybe if you could, you know, give us just a little technique or tip that you used to face those gremlins, that choir that suddenly woke up and was screaming like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Who thinks you can do this? You know, those fear, inner beliefs around fear. If you could share maybe one technique for our listeners that helps overcome those limiting fears, that would be great.
Sure. I'd be happy to. Well, as I said, I'm constantly learning. I'm a big person who loves to be educated and learn more. One of the things that I started doing was a lot of NLP work, the neuro-linguistic programming work. Right. There is a thing that I still do to this day that I learned, and I think it's especially when I'm nervous about something or I might have a fear, sort of, you know, those, as you call them, gremlins come up, start chatting in my head that, yeah, are you sure you want to do this? Who's going to want that from you? Nobody's going to buy your stuff, anything like that. Sometimes when I first started speaking professionally, that would happen. Literally, I can do it in about a minute now, and it's a really easy thing to learn. It's just taking a moment, like take a pause when something is so fearful for you. Mm-hmm. Take that pause, take a few deep breaths in. Now we call it timeline therapy, and you know, we kind of, it's called a future pace, but really putting it down to a simple way is take that pause, take that breath. And then just visually imagine yourself 10 minutes past completing whatever it is that you have to do, whether it's a task you need completed, whether it's you're speaking somewhere, whether it's a confrontational conversation you have to have with somebody that you're really not really wanting to have. Mm-hmm. And go past it 10 minutes and then sort of rewind a movie going backwards. So you see yourself at the end 10 minutes after and you're smiling to yourself and you're feeling good. Everything went well. Then you sort of rewind a bit to the end of the conversation or the end of the speaking engagement and you see the other people or the person you've had this confrontation with. They're nodding, they're smiling in agreement. They like what you've had to say. And you just keep going backwards a little bit. You're in the midst of it. There's, you know, if it's a confrontation, you're not arguing. You're simply having a conversation. You're each expressing your opinions, or whether you're on stage and you're looking at the audience and everybody is mesmerized by what you're saying or nodding in agreement to what you're saying and understanding what you're saying. And you just keep going all the way back until just before you go and start that task. Mm-hmm. And you ground yourself in confidence, in knowing fully that you will get through it. It will be positive. It will have a positive outcome. Everything will be successful and you will be able to take a nice deep breath and then just go in and do what it is that you need to do.
That's great. Yeah. I love that. Just bit by bit, rewind the tape in a way that, you know, is not far-fetched. It's like, no, this is like legit. This is actually going to be the way it's going to happen, instead of this false evidence appearing real, as they say, you know, I've said that so many times, where you're, you know, just overtaken by fear. So yeah, well, thank you for sharing that, Linda. That is powerful.
Sure.
So much. And, you know, Linda, you're obviously an expert at helping people overcome their fears, you know, those things that in varying different versions are holding them back from achieving their exciting life goals or professional goals. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or, you know, sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations or fears around this important part of growing a successful business?
I will say that I had a lot more. I've worked through most, although, you know, I don't think there's anybody who still doesn't have some sort of, you know, that sort of discomfort in the belly when it comes to it, because, you know, you want to make sure that you're being able to give a clear message and information for the person. But typically when you start, most people know this is a sales pitch, and they start to shut themselves down. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple things that I've done that has definitely helped me to have them be more open to hearing what I say. But yeah, I get very nervous at times when I'm not feeling as confident as I should, just because life situations around me. So I have to do that strategy I just talked about with you. Right. But yeah, the client enrollment process, I think the biggest struggle for me is, are they going to hear what I have to say? And I'm already thinking about the obstacles they're going to come up with sometimes, you know, like it makes me uncomfortable to say I'm increasing my prices. You know, you're enrolling a client, they say, well, how much do you charge? And you give it to them and you get that pause. It's like,
That awkward.
But I'm worth this. I am worth this. Right. So it's how to go about letting them know that what service or product you have to offer them is really going to make that difference in their life, and how to handle the obstacles that they give you when it comes up. I mean, I'm a giver. So there are times where I just want to give it away for free. And I have learned that that's not a good thing to do when you have your own bills to pay.
Right.
You know, so I had to find a happy medium. But do I still have some discomfort with the client enrollment process? Yeah, I do. And it's mostly, for me, it's mostly around what I charge and when to increase my price.
Okay. So what to charge and when to increase your rates. Okay. Well, yeah, you're not alone in those two areas presenting challenges for you. And, you know, I'd love to give a little bit of insight around that if you'd like.
I would be grateful. Thank you.
Okay. So absolutely. So in terms of what to charge, is that what your question is? Or
yeah,
what to charge? Okay. So, you know, here's the thing, Linda, when you're having these, you know, I'm assuming this is based on a conversation that you're having with somebody, and you're talking about what their situation is, what's going on for them, what goals they're really wanting to be achieving, that they're stuck and they're not able to. It's really beneficial to, you know, take the time to have specific questions that allow the person who is, you know, considering the opportunity with you to really get connected with what it's costing them to be stuck in fear and not, you know, not be going for that, not be achieving that, whatever that specific goal is. You know, what's that costing them in terms of not just maybe, you know, recognition or an advancement in their work or, you know, achieving growth in their business or whatever it might be. But, you know, there's usually ripple effects that go along with that, you know, just that feeling like a failure, even some health issues, strain on relationships. Just there is a lot that goes into somebody who is stuck behind this invisible wall that is so visible to them. You know, it keeps showing up in terms of procrastination and all sorts of different things. And when you help the person get completely grounded or connected to that reality, as well as understanding what life, it's almost like your advice here on the, you know, overcoming fear. All right, let's play this forward, you know, beyond the 10 minutes after, you know, what does that look like? Not just 10 minutes after, but now your daughter is now 15, you know, she's 13 now, and she's wanting to go off to college and things like that. And just really help the person get fully connected with what's the cost of not, and what's truly the potential and the, you know, what's to gain, and what difference does that make? Is that a big deal or not? You know, could life just go on and ho-hum? Or would that be something that allows you to really experience a much more fulfilling, meaningful life that's full of pride and, you know, success in various different levels? So when you're able to really connect with those two sections of the conversation in a way that is genuine and honest, both with them, with themselves, you know, that's kind of a big gap, is just the honesty between their intellectual and their heart, then it's really quite easy to own the value of your work. And when you own the value of your work, is when you don't have any challenges saying, and the level of investment to work with me at this level is blank. So it works both sides of the fence. You know, it's for you to own your own value, and it's for them to own the value of what's possible and what's the cost. So does that help?
It does. It helps a lot. I like that, to own my own value.
Yeah.
I see it, but as I said, for somebody who is a giver, it was often hard for me to, because I just wanted to help. I knew the answers for them, and then to say, but you have to pay for it.
Right.
Was often hard for me in the beginning. I'm definitely much better at it. And I'm still going to say I'm a work in progress at owning my value. Mm-hmm. So that is a very golden nugget for me. So thank you for that, Wendy.
Yeah, good. Excellent. It is, especially when there's fear involved, it is easier to just give than to ask for your rate.
Yeah.
Then there's all sorts of things, like you said, that could come up, you know, that rejection. But there are many, you know, layers to this. And obviously that's just one layer, is to help with that shift within you to own your own value. So hopefully that'll help move the needle next to conversation you have. And I'd love to get some feedback to hear how that lands for you in the moment. So,
all right.
So let me know. So, and Linda, you know, speaking of fears, and facing fears, you know, the pandemic, we've been involved in it now for more than 18 months. And so I thought we were at the end of the, you know, the, what is the saying, you know, soon going to be out of the tunnel or out of the woods, but
I think they've been saying that for a while.
Yeah, I know, it just keeps kind of recycling around and creating more stress and different versions of fears for people, and impacting lives and families, and not only health, but financial and work and so many different things that stems back to triggering fear. So I'm curious, can you share a little bit about the impact that the pandemic has had on the work that you do?
Yeah, it's a twofold, I think, for me. I mean, as horrific as the pandemic has been, it's actually freed up a lot more time for me personally to open up more space for coaching, because I'm doing everything virtually now. Mm-hmm. As opposed to driving and meeting with clients, or clients coming here. That has been one thing. The experience that I'm having through this from a client perspective is that my business has grown, simply because of the fact that so many people, especially in the beginning, people were just having such a hard time navigating through. They didn't know which way to turn. They didn't know where to go for help. Not just entrepreneurs. So if you look at just, you know, a person who is not in business, I had a lot of families, moms and dads reach out that they didn't know how to navigate. I now all of a sudden I'm at home, I'm working at home, I have children, I don't know how to create the space. And they just found themselves going through the crazy tree because they didn't know how to navigate. So I had to help them build strategies so that they could get their work done, meet their needs, meet their kids' needs, have time to do the schoolwork with the children, incorporate ways to play with the children, right. So that it kept their job as a parent also doing well for their child. Now, as far as an entrepreneur, I had a lot more entrepreneurs start to call me because so many people had to pivot. There were a lot of jobs lost, a lot of people not being able to go to work because of the pandemic, literally stopping work, and they had to pivot. So it was, you know, they were online a lot and they were seeing, hey, it's pivot, let's pivot, let's pivot, but pivot to what? Mm-hmm. What do I have that I could pivot to? So it was sort of brainstorming first with them on what kind of things they were experts in, but didn't know they were experts in, that they could create programs or coaching packages or courses that they could sell and teach other people. For some people, it was all of a sudden, now I'm going to be doing this. And they had the idea, they didn't need to brainstorm through it, but I'm terrified to do it. What if nobody wants this? What if nobody will pay for this? What if, you know, people laugh at me because they think what I have to offer isn't important. And I would have to explain to them, look, if it's important to you, if this is something that you're really good at, and you found a way to overcome, and you've become this expert in this, that means there's other people out there who might be struggling with it. And the only way to do that is to test the waters. So, you know, we need to get over your fears, because it would be a disservice for you, for somebody else, not to share what you could make somebody else's life easier with. Mm-hmm. So we had lots of different things, but yes, the pandemic has definitely shifted my business into a new growth, sadly enough, but also good for not just me, but for the people who have pivoted, because sure. Now I get a lot of my clients saying, I'm so glad that I did this, because now I never have to go back into the corporate world. Right.
There's
so many different sides that you can look at the pandemic, but in my case, it for me personally, even though we've had a family member who did die from it, we did, you know, for my business, it has been positive.
It definitely has. I'm so sorry to hear of that, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Experienced in your family there, that just, it is so sad, you know, to see the impact. But like you said, because you're there, able to provide the support and help people really navigate through those obstacles, those inner self-doubts and the fears that are holding them back, they can now achieve, you know, what they've always wanted to, and springboard. So Well, Linda, how do you work with individuals and entrepreneurs? Can you, you know, share a little bit more of your philosophy or your approach as to how you do help people overcome their fears and finally access their confidence and reach those big success goals?
Sure. Well, I like to work in partnership, first of all, with the client. I don't, you know, it's not the doctor patient relationship where I'm going to say to you what you need to take. Mm-hmm. It's a conversation about what they're comfortable with at that moment. And as their confidence increases, they are more open to trying newer things and a little bit more out of the box things. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot in my toolbox. I am a certified coach, but I'm also master trained in NLP. So I can offer a lot of modalities that I do. Now, for those people who are Christian, I work with people who are Christian and people who are not Christian. So for those who do want the spiritual aspect, I can incorporate spiritual, my philosophies into and with normal coaching practices that people would use. There are some of my clients who want to have biblical scripture and practice in their daily life. So they want that brought into their coaching life as well. Mm-hmm. But it really does come down to the client. One size doesn't fit all, Wendy. It's, it's not one of those practices that you can just say, well, just follow these steps, because everybody's journey and everybody's story is, there's common threads, but it really is their own journey. And so you can't just give a standard, here's my coaching practice. It depends where they're coming from in their area of life or what they're struggling with in business. But I think for me, the biggest thing that works that clients like to come to me is because I can resonate with them on that level of fear, on that level of insecurities and self-doubt, and that I have figured out the way to come out the other side. And right. The fact that I can be a testimony for myself and for my business, to say that, you know what, I had very little self-confidence, very little self-esteem, but I have moved through it and now past it, and life is fabulous. It's a mindset. So there are so many different things that I could do. I mean, I do hypnosis, I do talk therapy, I do, you know, a lot of different things in the toolboxes. We create strategies together based on what they're comfortable with. And then I have to push them, sometimes a little slow, sometimes a little harder, but we get there, and it seems to always work. So that's usually what I do. I like it as a partnership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense in terms of each person has their own individual realities that they have created, you know, the inner reality, the outer reality, and that they're trying to work their way through to achieve those big success goals in their lives. So yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And the fact that you have a lot of different modalities, just depending on what resonates with people. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense in terms of approaching it as a partnership. So yeah, I love that. Well, how can listeners learn more about you and this great work that you're doing?
Well, they can check out my website, which is just my name, lindastanko.com. I have some things on YouTube I'm doing more, and I am going to be starting a podcast soon myself. So I'm excited about that. All right. They can easily sign up on the website if they want to stay connected to me. There's a newsletter, and then they'll know when I'm starting that podcast, which is just going to be called Faith Talk. Okay. And, you know what, through social media, I think my biggest one is LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Those are the three that I tend to be the most on. I'm not so great with Pinterest, although I'm learning it a little bit more. But yeah, just reach out to me through social media. My email's linda@lindastanko.com. There's my website. You can find out all my information there. Okay. And connect with me. I love meeting people. So just connect with me, and happy to have a conversation.
All right. Fantastic. So that's lindastanko.com. And for our listeners, be sure to look in the show notes there, because Linda spells her name with a Z, S-Z-T-A-N-K-O.com, lindastanko.com. And sounds like you can find her and follow her on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. And be sure to sign up for that newsletter so that you can be notified of her podcast when she debuts. All right, fantastic. Well, Linda, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, can you share one quick tip here with a frustrated entrepreneur who maybe is doubting their ability to succeed? Just one extra little.
Sure. Well, actually, I have two very quick tips that come to mind. The first one I would say is really believe in your own worth, believe in yourself, your stories, your gifts. You know, they're unique to you. And although you might be thinking I'm not smart enough or no one's going to buy this, trust in knowing yourself. If you've struggled through that challenge, like I had talked about before, just know that somebody else has too. So trust in your own self-worth. Don't let the naysayers drag you down. Right. Just trust in your own self-worth. And the second one, which was really, really important for me, was don't go it alone. I spent probably the first 6 years going through personal development, trying to find ways to figure it out. I didn't have an idea that you could get a business coach. And I didn't have an idea that there was other people out there who could help make it easier for you. So, you know, take that time, find out where you can find somebody. Well, like yourself, you know, you're in sales, find somebody who can help you make the journey shorter and faster so you can be successful at a faster rate as well.
Fantastic. Yeah. Those are all really great words of advice. And thank you so much for sharing that and all the information and inspiration that you have provided here throughout our conversation. So it's just been great hearing about your journey from your career within the auto sector, but facing such early, you know, in your life, health issues that, my gosh, overcoming cancer 3 times and a number of surgeries and being presented with this product and feeling like, oh my gosh, here's this guy, you know, could he just leave me alone? And then it shows up again through somebody else. And it's like, okay, all right, let me try this. and then you don't even realize you're in business for yourself. And here you've won a cruise because you've created so much volume in your business.
It really shows how naive I was.
So now this impactful work you're doing as a Christian confidence coach and mentor, professional speaker, author, and ordained minister, really helping individuals and entrepreneurs access and step into their confidence in both life and business so they can reach their success goals without the worry of anything holding them back ever again. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, Linda, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Wendy. And if it's okay, if your audience is open to it, I'd like to provide a free PDF for them. It's just Life Hacks for Confidence. So I can send you the link and they can find it with you, or they can email me and just request it and I'll send them the link as well.
All right. Yes. Very generous of you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. What a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Linda through her website, and that's lindastanko.com, STANKO.com. Be sure to tune into her channel on YouTube and follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And sign up for our newsletter so you can stay tuned into her world and listen to that podcast when she debuts her own show. So, all right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Linda Stanko. And as always, here's to your success.